Somebody asked me about those Red Grange uniforms that Illinois wore.
Yeah.
How tough it was to identify the players. It was easy because the numbers were big and in white.
And that's they what I thought.
Great contrast to the blue and orange tops.
But those helmets, man.
Dude, when I first saw them, so we get there way ahead of the game, and they were out. They brought them out to test, you know, the green dot. They'll have a pregame test where you'll have
the
like
communication for the defensive captain or the quarterback.
Yeah. And there's like, I don't know, like six helmets that get the green dot, but only one can be on the field at a time. But it's like the backup quarterbacks all will have that capability. Yeah. And so they'll take the helmets out to the middle of the field and walk up and down the field and have somebody on the sideline testing with the headset. And so I'm watching this and I'm like, what are those dudes? Oh, those are the leather helmets. Those look sick. I couldn't believe it. The other thing that was really weird, this is what I couldn't tell, and it honestly looked like this from the press box. It really did look like they had no face masks on. Like they were just leather helmets. You could not see the face masks, and the leather look played tricks on me. Like I was watching the game thinking they weren't wearing any face masks, which I knew they were.
Yeah, and I imagine if you're up close, like if you're actually playing the game, it just looks like a helmet. But from the distance where the cameras are at, it really did look like, is that a leather helmet? They have a Guardian cap on this thing because there's like contours in it, but there aren't. It's just, it's the way it's shaded. And in some ways it is a contour, but it's, I thought they were fantastic.
All right. Speaking of fantastic, I watched the game. I took all these notes. And all I want to talk about is the most gangster empty net goal in the history of hockey. What Rasmussen did to Hughes last night was awesome. I'm not even mad at Hughes. If you haven't seen this highlight, I mean, gangster empty net goal.
There are empty net goals and there are empty net goals. Look, sometimes the empty net goal is fantastic because somebody shoots it from 180 feet away and it goes in. Or they bank it, and 60 feet later it ends up in the net. There's some great efforts that end up guys being tackled, dragged down, and he's sprawled on the ice, but swings a stick and it scores an empty net goal. Those are great. But what Rasmussen did last night is it's a simple tap-in, but it's not the tap-in. Doug, describe what happened after the tap-in.
There's like 20 seconds to go in a game, and the Wings dump the puck out, and Rasmussen chases it into the corner, and he's the only one in the screen. He's the only one you see, and obviously the Devils, it's 4-3 Red Wings, the Devils... You know, you wonder, are they giving up or somebody skating back hard? And I'm watching on TV, so I didn't see. Yep. So Rasmussen picks up the puck in the corner. And again, all you can see is Rasmussen on the screen. He picks up the puck, empty net, and is going to skate out in front and just tap it in.
Just kind of stuff it.
Well, here comes Jack Hughes, full speed, to his credit, right?
Yes.
He's not giving up. He's trying hard. He skates back and absolutely runs into a tree trunk of Michael Rasmussen. Rasmussen tips it in. Jack Hughes hits him and just is down, like immediately down. And
he ran into a brick wall.
He ran into a brick wall, which Rasmussen, I have to look up the sizes, but comparatively speaking.
Well, Rasmussen is listed at 6'6 and 220 pounds. He's a bit wiry. Jack Hughes is listed at 5'11 and 175.
Okay, so basically 45 pounds difference and...
7 inches.
Yeah. And then Rasmussen, I mean, it was like Ollie, was it Ollie Frazier, the famous boxing photo where Ollie's standing over him? Was it Frazier that picture was taken, the great black and white?
It wasn't Ollie Frazier. It's another, I forget which fighter it was when he thought he was throwing the fight, but yeah.
Okay, so anyway, it was awesome.
Standing over him, just going, woo! Right in his face. I mean, down to his face, not in his face.
Sonny Liston, by the way. Sonny Liston.
Thank you. Yeah. It was fantastic. And then, of course, the Devils take exception. They start to skate over, and it's like, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Rasmussen didn't throw an elbow. He didn't throw his shoulder into the guy's head. He scored a goal and protected himself. Not even protect himself. He braced for impact. Mm-hmm. And because he's so much bigger... Hughes just bounced off of him like it was nothing. And Hughes was worse for wear. And it was hysterical.
It was
in a game that was a chippy game. It ends up being chippy. And maybe it's going to spice things up for the next time they match up.
Well, and it wasn't what Rasmussen did up until he posed over him.
Well,
yeah, and that's probably what they took exception to. And I have no problem with them taking exception. I'll just say, I'm, you know, you watch entire seasons. Seasons are long. But then you get stuff that happens. You get stuff that happens in games, and that you just wonder if that is like going to be indicative. This team going to like take that and run.
So they play again. The next time they play, it's another home game for the Red Wings.
Yeah.
It is going to be fun. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Black Friday affair.
And it's a 3 o'clock puck drop.
Wow. Wow.
At LCA.
Okay.
That could be fun.
Yeah. So, look, if this team, like, gets a little juice out of this, good for them. They've won three in a row now. And, you know, after that start, it's so early drawing any conclusions. Oh, but yeah. I'm going to say it. They're riding this Rasmussen thing to the playoffs.
Well, I think it's interesting because, you know, you're watching the game and it's like, okay, great win, great win. And you're thinking, okay, what are the Red Wings? 2-3 games below 500? Mm-hmm. No, they're 4-3 on the season.
Yep.
They've got a winning record right now. If the playoffs began today, they'd be in the playoffs. It's just a couple of games leave a bad taste in your mouth. And you forget that, oh, wait a minute, they have a couple shutouts already. They've played well enough in these games. So, you know, they have 3-0 shutout, a 1-0 shutout, and they've scored 5 goals in the other 2 wins that they have. So it's a work in progress, but I loved what I saw last night, and I really loved when you saw they had all the beef at one time. You had Rasmussen out there with Edvinson and Sider, the defensive pairing. And you see those three guys on the ice. Think that's intimidating, seeing 6'4", 6'6", and 6'6"?
You can be intimidating that way. The other thing is you mentioned they're 4-3, right?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And this is now an issue. This is something I'm going to pay attention to, and this is something that...
And they've won 3 in a row, yes.
Yeah, this is something that I'm now going to pay way more attention to and celebrate it every time it happens. Aren't all 4 regulation wins?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Stupid, stupid tiebreaker. But yes, regulation wins.
Yes, the team has scored 20 goals and they've given up 20 goals. So
I think the tiebreaker should be badassery on empty net goals.
Oh, you think so?
I think that's what should be the
tiebreaker. Well, I like it. I like it if that's the case. But, yeah, nice to see, you know, DeBrincat, Patrick Kane doing their thing, and Dylan Larkin.
Well, something happened.
Lucas Raymond still doesn't have a goal this season, but he's got 6 assists in the 7 games. Nobody's a point-a-game guy here, but maybe the offense starts to get going here. It's 3 wins in a row. They scored 5 goals yesterday. Be nice.
So it's funny because something happened to me actually during the game last night that's never happened before, and that is I had the TV set up in the basement going, so I had NFL, college football, and the NHL game. And the Red Wing game was streamed. And I had my computer open. I was taking notes. And I had one of the windows had Twitter open. And Ansar Khan tweeted, Patrick Kane gives the Red Wings a 4-3 lead. And I look up and I'm like, it was still 3-3. And because it was streamed, there was such a delay that I was like, oh. So I got to watch it, and then Kane got the puck at the top and walked it in.
You just call him Kang?
I might have. Kane got the puck at the top.
I heard Kang.
Little shout out.
Thank you.
Walked it in, and I'm like, yeah, here we go. And I knew it was coming. But
nice.
Yeah. That didn't happen a lot. Anyway, that should be on his hockey card. That should be his Sports Illustrated poster.
Him standing over Jack Hughes?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm agreeing with you. King, yep. What's the value on that card?
Priceless.
Yeah. Is there a market for hockey cards?
Smaller than most of the other cards. So most of the other sports.
There's a handful of players. I think there's a pretty good market for cards for a handful of players.
Yeah.
Maybe current players, maybe not as much. But
well, no. I mean, you got McDavid and Bedard are big names, but it's just, you know, it's not as big as like a Shohei Ohtani card or baseball.
$4.39 million.
Woo! A lot of money.
Love that money.
A few things here coming in from Bear Slays on Twitch. My scout buddy said, I never saw someone celebrate an empty netter. What a tool. Some things you just don't do in sports. That's one of them. Dude mashed a Lady Bing player and flexed while scoring an empty netter.
Yep, he did. And I loved it. You're going to come at the guy and try to knock him down at the end. And I look, again, like you, I kind of appreciate the effort from Jack
Hughes. I do. I'm not mad at Jack Hughes at all. And I don't mind Jack Hughes getting up and taking exception.
But if you're Rasmussen and you brace for the hit and the guy who's trying to hit you bounces off of you and goes flying and sprawling onto the ice, I get the reaction. It's fun. Woo! Now, maybe he shouldn't have gone down and shouted at him and stood over him like he did, but I'm okay with it because it's our guy. That's why I'm okay with it.
I am too.
I mean, we definitely got the better look of that.
Yeah, exactly. That,
you know,
that's like getting posterized in the NBA, right?
Yeah, like I have zero problem with the whole play as a whole. Like Rasmussen trying to put the empty netter in, you got to, right? Hughes trying to come back and break it up, but the hit, it's like when you try to block a dunk and you get facialized. I mean, there's nothing, hey, he got me that time. It is what it is. I made an effort. He got me.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't talk smack because, you know, but I'd rather be the guy dunking the ball.
Yeah, but I also, like, if we were in New Jersey, I'd be praising Jack Hughes for the effort and for taking exception. Like, this is a win-win, I think, for both teams. And you're right. Black Friday, 3 o'clock start.
Yeah, yep. See?
Give the wife the credit card and head on down. I don't know why. I just went all totally sexist with this. Give the wife the credit card and head on down.
Yeah, she has Apple Pay now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to the game.
Yeah.
If she's smart. All right. 248-539-9797. We got open lines.
Would that make you delay your departure for Columbus?
No. No, but.
I don't know when you're departing for Columbus, so.
2 o'clock.
That's right after the show.
I'm considering a down and back. Leave early Saturday morning, drive down and back. We'll see.
I mean, now that you got the hockey game.
It is tempting. That is tempting.